what do you do when you're in between a rock hard place and a skunk ravine? You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey, it's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Any time is just like the downfall of Gigi. That plucks the TV. Alright, man.
Yeah. What it is.
You know, I had a random thought the other day.
What it was.
Okay. I even made a note of it in my phone, but I just remember it because it's just funny in my opinion. But So when they first invented the first microscope,
yeah,
how long do you think it was before somebody jerked off and like looked at it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I feel like it had to have been like pretty quickly.
Probably.
Because the guy's probably like, I want to see what the fuck is in here. I want to see
what's it doing?
What keeps coming out of me.
What is this stuff? Yeah. I can see this other tiny stuff. What is this tiny stuff?
Gee, what's inside of me?
He's probably like, I have so much of this inside of my penis. I want to get it out and look at it.
I want to look at it.
I want to know what it is.
What it is.
I just keep rubbing it on my eyeballs, but I can't see nothing.
This gets blurry.
Dude. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Skunk Ravine.
Skunk Ravine.
Here we are. It's me and Alex, a classico episode. No guest. I thought Devin was coming down, but he forgot. And I forgot that it was Memorial Day dumbass weekend, so maybe next week, I think. You know?
We got to work in the drizzle today. That was fun.
Oh, you were one of the crew members, huh? I heard about you.
What?
Scott came over.
Oh, really?
For some burgers and dogs
over
to Mark's house.
Hell yeah.
And, yeah, I was like, hey, man, I heard Alex took a little nap on his first day of work with you. He's like, dude, I was so... He's like, I didn't know, like, what was happening.
Yeah.
He's like, seizing. My buddy was holding his chin down so he wouldn't, like, swallow his tongue. I'm just like, well, what do I do? Do I call 911? He's just like, yeah, dumbass. He's like, I don't know. But, yeah, he said he got a call from somebody who was like, dude, you got your guys out here working? In the
Somebody
rain?
Called him.
Yeah, he's like, you got your dudes out here working in the rain. He's
That's
like,
funny.
I guess he told the guy, like, well, how do you know that? You're at your shop working across the street, aren't you? He's like, oh, you know. Like, yeah. He's like, hey, man, they wanted to come in. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Whatever, dude. Who cares? Fuck Memorial Day.
Look at my fucking shoes, dude.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about
They're
Memorial
dead.
Day. Yeah, why'd you wear shoes?
Because I fucking didn't think about it, bro.
It's kind of rainy today. I think I'll just wear my shoes
with holes in them. Yeah. And shit. It's alright, I got some new shoes today.
Yay. What'd you get? Some New Balances?
Oh, those. Columbia.
Ooh, Columbia. That shit's Colombian, dude.
Yeah, dog.
Dude, let's do some of it.
On sale, bro.
I need to order some new fucking shoes, man. I think I'm going to get me some New Balances.
I'm going to get some new DCs.
Yeah, dude. I was actually thinking maybe some skate shoes, but the last pair of skate shoes I got were New Balance, and they're the shit. They just didn't come in wide, but I just had to, like, loosen them up all the way, but...
Yeah.
New Balance is good, plus it'll just give another dad aesthetic.
Right.
Dude, I saw this fucking perfect dad-looking dude driving away from work.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy was, like, walking through the parking lot, just, like, hands in his pockets with his thumbs out. He's just kind of, like, got this little, like, you know, that, like, dad, yeah. Like, I'm just checking it out, that little head yeah. bob knob. Like,
yeah.
He's wearing a purple polo shirt that's, like, a size too big. Jean shorts.
You got me one of those?
Yeah, jean shorts. And then, you know...
Were they frayed or were they...
No, he bought the jean shorts. Yeah, he didn't make them. He bought them.
Okay.
And then he had his socks pulled up halfway up his calf.
Nice.
And he's rocking a pair of, like, Nike Monarchs.
Nice.
Which, if you know what those are straight up dad shoes.
White.
Yeah.
White
They're
shoes.
Just dad shoes.
Yeah.
So, Yeah. I was driving out of work and I saw that, and I was just in my car laughing to myself. I'm like, that's great. Maybe I should see if they make Nike Monarchs and wides.
Right.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good, man. Feeling good?
Yeah, just waiting to get paid. See what the fuck I'm working with. Did I show you that shirt that I didn't know I bought? Mm-mm. I don't know where it is now.
It's over here in the study.
I think I washed it. So it's probably fucking in this basket of clothes or some shit.
Probably.
That's too much work. It just says fuck on it. And then it says like you, us, the world. Just says like something for every letter.
Damn it. No, that's a Willie Nelson shirt.
Close. Anal cunt.
Hey.
We're getting closer.
Nice. We're getting closer to the fuck you shirt. You can always just send me a picture if you find it later.
Oh, I will.
I saw a shirt on the internet that said, two girls, one cup was art. Oh, fucking tired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been sleeping like shit.
Me too. Days. I fucking feel that.
And then I was like, wait a minute, I got a bunch of edibles. So last night I ate an edible. And took like a 40-minute nap on my couch and then woke up and was up until like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, same here. I was like, fucking,
God damn it.
Yeah, it was horrible. I just rolled around all night.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
We went to the beach last night with the kids and met up with some homies and their kids. And that storm came rolling in. And it was crazy. Because it was just like a big black cloud. The sunset behind it. And then it started lightning. But it was just like concentrated in this one area of sky. It was just like bolts going in all different directions. Oh, it was gnarly.
Like James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, something. Dude, it was cool. Like, it reminded me of like the Terminator coming back to the past.
Yeah.
It was just like... Just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah, I can't stop yawning.
Stop.
I'm going to stand up, I think.
Cut your shit. Fucking turning into Ashy Larry over here.
You are?
Yeah, dog. You
getting all dry?
Yeah, from fucking being in the sun all day every day.
Dude, so you're too dry. Right now, I'm too wet.
Earlier, I was
too wet. Get over here. Start making out. Yeah, put that lotion on, dude. Fuck yeah. Yeah, man, rub it in there. Yeah, there you go.
A bunch of fucking scars that are going to be on my leg from rocks.
Mm-hmm. This might be a shorter episode, but whatever.
Why is that?
I don't know. If I keep yawning, I just don't have the energy to talk.
Just gonna fall asleep.
Yeah. It just might be easier to just like sit here and watch videos of people getting hurt and arrested and stuff.
Just commenting on it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, look at that piece of shit. And it's just like a 5-year-old falling off his bike. Like, yeah, I don't like uncoordinated kids, okay?
Fuck tired. Yeah, it sucked working in the bullshit today.
I bet. Where were you at?
Pretty much around, like, M139, Benton Harbor.
Yeah. And a little better than, like, doing something at the beach.
Yeah. Just weed whacking wet ass grass. Mm-hmm. Sucks. Just gets flies everywhere and gets stuck all over
to everything. I know, I can see it, like pieces of it on your shoes.
Dude, it's my shoes. Grass now. It's like, I'm sure you saw the socks I was wearing.
Oh, by the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could probably wring them out. Yeah, those are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. They're super light.
Yeah. That's what I liked about it.
That's sweet. Yeah, for some reason, I've held on to this one sock for like over a year now.
Yeah.
Just like maybe more socks will show up in the laundry. Some there's I don't. I, it's the last one I have.
Yeah. No, I know.
I'm just like, as soon as I throw it away,
the other one will show up.
The one's gonna be behind the fucking dryer.
That's how it works when you throw anything away that you've been
straight
saving.
Up, dude.
Like, I'm going to use this for something someday.
Yeah.
And then the day you throw it away, like, the week after, you're like, fuck.
I, like, went through my sock drawer and, like, paired them all up. And then got rid of the fucking extra ones, except for that one. I'm hanging on to that one. But, I had, like, probably 7 chargers. And cables in my top drawer.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, like, this is a, like, Samsung one. All right. Here's another Samsung one. Here's just a random, like, USB to micro USB. Here's another, like, USB to USB-C. I'm just like, I'm throwing these away. Like, I have a charger for my phone. I have another charger for other things. I'm throwing these out. I'm like, Ashley, do you want these for anything? She's like, no. I'm like, okay, great. And threw them the fuck away. And then I went and fished 2 out of the trash. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just hold on to these 2. Because, they're, you know, I might need them someday. Yeah, I definitely got, like, a touch of the hoarder in me.
I've got so much shit that I'm never going to use.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, dude. You got lots of stuff that I've never seen move.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That propane tank and gasoline can have just always been there.
It's not even propane. It's fucking butane. What am I going to use a fucking... I'll have dabs forever.
I'll be dabbing forever.
Just have a huge tank to do dabs with. Oh, that'd be funny.
You want to do some dabs? Oh, sure. Just throw a blanket off of it. One of those, like...
Those,
those, like, little... Yeah, the like blacktop court torches. Yeah.
The weed burners,
yeah.
Whatever they call them. The de-icers. Yeah.
Yeah. I had another note on my phone. And it just said, son, autistic, mild, spicy.
What? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Son, autistic, mild, spicy.
Yeah. I was trying to think of what that would mean.
I have no clue, bro. You got me on that one.
Yeah. Maybe it's like, okay, Desmond is autistic, right? But I think he's just like mild autistic. I don't think he's like spicy. Because he's like good at math and numbers. So that's the only thing that I could think of.
Okay.
Unless I saw something on the internet and I was like, I gotta tell Alex about this autistic kid. I doubt it's that, so probably just me being like, Desmond's smart. I could have just wrote that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love that, dude.
That's funny.
I'm glad you hit me up. I was gonna hit you up to be like, yo, we should record tonight. I don't remember.
I've been home since like noon.
I kind of remember a little spliff of conversation. Yeah, that's about the time we went over to Ashley's parents.
Well, I was like soaking wet.
I bet. So. At least it wasn't downpouring like it was yesterday.
Right. Well, I guarantee you wouldn't have been doing lawns. It was hard enough to even blow the fucking grass back into the yard.
Oh, dude. The grass clippings. You gotta get the clippings off the road.
It was retarded.
I was gonna say, you're gonna probably have to, like, sweep them.
Well, I mean, you gotta, like, get out in the road, like, hardcore with the leaf blower.
I love those. Do you wear the, like, big industrial backpack ones?
Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah.
Those are so cool. I don't know why using them is so much fun. But it's just like it actually has some like, it's got some kickback out and shit.
Yeah, he's got some really badass ones.
No, yeah, about.
Yeah, it just sucked fucking blowing wet grass clip because it was windy too, so they would like blow back.
Just God damn it.
Just wearing there's a salad in my beard.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, we didn't do any residential today. It's fucking Memorial Day, you know? Like, why would you go fuck around at somebody's house on their day off?
Hey! Yeah, can I have a dog? No? Just start blasting them. Fuck Memorial Day, dude.
Yeah.
It's just another day.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take some free food.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, it's always like Memorial Day weekend, 3-day weekend. Like, dude, I work in the food service industry. Like, we don't well, what are you doing next Memorial Day? Fucking same thing I do every Memorial Day. I'm going to be cooking. And just so happened to fall on Monday this year. Or wait, is it always Monday?
I have no idea.
It probably is. It's probably.
I don't understand how it is. It's all right. I don't even question things anymore. I just. And like, oh, it's then.
Yeah. Well, okay. Easter's really weird because it's like.
It changes.
Because it's like the third Monday or Sunday or third Sunday after the last full moon of May or some shit like
that. Yeah. I don't trust it.
I don't trust it either. Almost sounds made up.
Yeah, interesting.
Isn't that weird? Well, I'm happy to be over here with you, dude.
I'm happy you're here, bruh.
Yeah.
I'm always happy you're here. Briggity Brogans.
My depression kicked in this week for some reason.
Well, fucking, you know, you can always hit brother up.
I know. I mean, I'm not like feeling suicidal, I'm just feeling fucking down. Yeah, I mean, we should, like, start talking about cooler stuff on this podcast, huh?
Yeah.
So just how we're sad and we're hurting.
we can cut all this out.
Yeah.
Mostly just us talking to each other.
I might just leave it in. I don't give a shit anymore.
I don't care.
This is what it is.
It's life.
Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking maybe we could start doing something, though. It would be fun.
Yeah.
We could talk about something once a week. I'll research something.
Every time.
Maybe like a Darwin Award or some shit.
Oh, Darwin Awards are good.
Yeah. Just something.
I used to have a Darwin book.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Darwin Awards.
Yeah, for sure. And then, yeah. And then Spike TV had A Thousand Ways to Die, which is basically just Darwin Awards.
Right.
I mean, the only one that I really remember off of that is two bakers having a coca powder fight, like in this storage room, and they like suffocated because it like dust up and coated their lungs, and I was like, I don't know. That doesn't seem like half of those idiots seem around. What a wild show.
Yeah.
To just be like, we're going to recreate and show you how these dumbasses died. And we're going to, like, make fun of them. And just, like, rip jokes on it the whole time.
Yeah, make stupid puns.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be named real stupid. And yeah. That shit's funny, dude. Spike TV, dude. I'm glad I'm alive in the time that Spike TV existed.
Yo,
Spike!
Fucking Maxim magazine.
Oh yeah, Maxim. I think I mean, I've never bought a Maxim magazine.
So when my parents got divorced, when my dad got the apartment, Don Wolcott. Mm-hmm. There was like one in the mailbox.
Nice.
And then he like subscribed to it.
Oh, well, I mean,
it's already here.
Well, it's already here. I might as well.
Right. Keep it going.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, those were just like, were those like the Spike TV of Playboys?
Yeah, pretty much.
The Playboy magazine of Spike TV.
Yeah, there was like no, I don't think there was any nudes.
No,
like,
they would, no, Maxim, yeah. There weren't any nudes, but it was just like...
scandalous.
Extreme! Like, yeah. I feel like that's what their whole like thing was.
Right.
How to get the hardest boners. Top 10.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... exactly. That's why it reminded me.
Yeah, and then that show on Spike TV, Top 10 Boners, came out.
Oh my god, for real?
No.
I was like, I don't remember that.
Top 10 Boners, number 4.
It's just fucking
Mr. Boner. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Like, hey, guys, we're just calling him how we see him, okay? Mr. Rogers, he had a nice cock on him, okay? I think that guy was always happy.
Big old bronze.
Oh, speaking of dicks, dude. In the 70s, when, like, they were able to, like, image Saturn's rings for the first time.
It was a dick.
No. The Catholic Church came out and said that it was, like, Jesus's foreskin.
What?
Yeah, dude. I'll have to look some shit up to confirm.
I need to hear more about that.
I am pretty sure. I saw these guys doing like a trivia night on this thing, and that was like the thing. I mean, they put out like papers and shit and all kinds of stuff about how, like, from the Vatican, discussions on, like, okay, so when Jesus got his foreskin cut off, what happened to it?
It went into space.
Did they bury it or did it ascend? And then when he died for 3 days and came back and was, you know, like, did it then it went up with him. And he goes, so when we get back up into heaven, you get your foreskin back. Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Hell yeah.
What do you think would be like? Because I'm circumcised.
Yeah,
you
me
are.
Too.
What? What if the heaven's real? And you get up there and you're just like, whoa! Fucking anteater. Like, I've been missing out.
Yeah, I don't know. Supposedly.
Do you think you'd be allowed to cut it back off? Do you think circumcisions are optional in heaven?
Fuck if I know.
They're probably not. They're probably just like, no.
I don't think there is heaven.
You know where they are? Hell, bro.
The dick hell. Skins?
Yeah, you can get all your dick skins back. Or not. Don't matter.
It don't matter. None of this matters. We're talking about a loose.
It don't matter.
I don't know what that yellow thing is over there, but it looks like a dick skin ripper.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Huh.
I have no fucking clue where it came from.
A rubber hook with a plastic ring handle and a wide plastic hook.
Yeah, like something would snap into it.
You definitely.
What the fuck is it?
Or maybe it would snap up onto something and then...
I don't know, bro.
Where did you find this?
Like, behind the table. Dude, like, I have no idea where it came from.
Is this yours?
I know. I've never seen it in my entire life. I don't know.
Was this table here when you moved in?
Dude... I would have found it.
Like, what the fuck is this?
I have no clue.
I mean, all right, it looks like it goes on, like, a pole.
Maybe it was from a dog toy?
I don't know. Like, what the fuck on a dog toy?
With I have no fucking clue, bro.
I bet it's for something really fucking stupid. Like, here, let me... For carrying boom boxes around. There you go.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
It's just... It's just a handle extension, so you just you don't have to bend over as far to it's a lazy handle.
Dude, I have no clue. Like, I have no idea.
You could take a picture and post it on Reddit. I think there's a subreddit where you just post, like, what is this?
What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I could probably search it on Google.
Dude.
Google Lens.
Google Lens?
Like the camera.
Yeah. Do you have that?
Yeah.
I mean, is it just Google that has that? I don't know. Dude, I'm 37 now. Like, I don't know how technology works.
I don't either. I'm still figuring it out.
Oh, that's what it's for. Look.
Yeah.
It just hooks onto itself.
Beautiful.
What is she doing? It's
genius. Cat stuff.
Just, yeah.
She's cat dogging.
It's cat dog. Yeah. Yeah, dude, here. You gotta, like, lay it down. Take a picture and see what the fuck it is, because what is that? Damn it! Did anything pop up? Oh, yeah. $22. For a standard pull rate.
Baby crib thing?
Click on it. Click on it. Let's do a visit the website. Let's get a product description. Children's walking trainer? Huh?
I'm assuming it goes on a pack and play or something.
Oh, it's to help them, like, pull themselves up. Okay. Why the fuck is that over here at your house?
I have no idea.
You know, every time I come over here to do this, and my kids are crying, and they're like, I want to go with you. I'm like, you can't. It's too dangerous. It's not kid-friendly. Well, yeah.
There's, like, a crossbow over there.
You could hang it up here and start doing one-armed pull-ups.
Oh, my God. Just rip the trim off.
Yeah. Because you're so beefy and strong.
Right. I'm a little chunky, dog.
My favorite thing to do at work is just be like, yeah, I'm the strongest dude here. Like, anytime I lift anything. Fed waitresses, like, coming to our kitchen and be like, can somebody lift something for me? I'm like, yeah, I will, because I'm the strongest dude here. I was thinking about getting shirts made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strongest dude here. And yeah. Anytime I go to the doctor, I'll tell my chat group. I'm like, yeah, I just got out of the ER. I'm like, oh, why? I'm like, oh, are you all right? What happened? I was like, yeah, like, I thought something happened to my arm, but it was just my muscles. They had never seen muscles that big before, so they thought that, like, I got bit by something, you know, venomous or something. But no, it was just muscles.
That's
I know. I was watching these dudes, like, conditioning their ankle or shins with the stick raking.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, "All right, let's do it." And he's just like, ooh, ooh. That's pretty good. Let's do it again. Dude, yeah, go twice. Go twice in a row. Twice in a row. And the guy's,
I told you about when I hit my shin on my buddy's hitch.
Yes. Yeah.
And they thought somebody crashed into the car.
Just it cracked just it so hard.
Oh, it moved the whole car. Yeah. There was three people inside of it, dude.
We got shook.
Yeah. I thought somebody crashed into the car.
God, that's hilarious.
That shit hurts so bad.
Is that the one you're telling me where you didn't even, like, yell or scream or anything?
Yeah.
Like, it just hurt so bad.
Yeah.
It just hurt so bad you couldn't do anything.
I just walked. I just kept walking.
All right, well, that's...
I was just
that
like,
just happened.
I was like, that was me. That was my shin.
Son of a bun.
Yeah, they were all cracking the fuck up. I could hear them laughing.
Oh, dude. You see other people get hurt, you have to laugh. That shit is hilarious.
I think they were more laughing at the fact that I just walked away.
Yeah, your reaction to it.
Yeah. I was just like, son of a bitch! And then just walked into a gas station.
Wonderful.
Dude, that shit hurt so bad.
God damn it. Now I feel like I'm going to take something to the shin real hard soon.
I was talking about it all the week before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then it just... It I knew it was going to happen at some point. Yeah.
See, you talk about fucking up your shins. It's like the ring. Like 7 days later, it happens.
Exactly.
He's get a phone call from a trailer hitch. Just all clink 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 clink. Clinking Morse code at you, like, I want to fuck you up. Your shin is mine.
Dude, it hurts so bad.
Oh, yeah, dude. I, like, fucked my elbow up.
Oh, dude, I've got, like, chips.
I don't know what it is.
I got shit floating around. That's my elbows.
Like, dude, just the tip right there.
Yeah.
And it's like every time I lean out, I'm like, what did I do? And I really hope I don't have to go to the doctor for this, but this finger is fucked up.
I know what I've done. I've tried to defend myself against psycho-ass somebody.
We'll edit that out. Because we all know who we're talking about. Anyways. Yeah, right here. I really hope it's not arthritis.
Yeah, no.
Dude, but it might be arthritis. I'm like, God damn it.
And my thumb is fucked.
Just turned 37. I'm like, I'm starting to feel old. Fucking, if I have, if I get arthritis in a week of turning 37, I am going to be, I will kill myself.
I don't say that.
Yeah, dude.
Well, nah, dog.
Dude, you know, if I say I'm going to kill myself, I'm just joking until I do it.
Until I do it.
Yeah.
Daisy's not impressed.
I know. She's like, nah, don't kill yourself, Nick. I'll just eat you.
See?
I'll just eat you to death.
Daisy kill.
She's sad.
Kill a kill, B. She winked. She's always winking, dude.
She's just gonna kill you with Riz.
Riz.
Kid lingo. Good shit. You know what I've been telling the young people at work?
What that is.
I look at him, I go out to him, I'm like, hey man, you know it wasn't very skibbity? 9/11. Okay, so what you think about that for a little while?
What do they have to say about that?
They're usually just like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, I'm like, yo, kids, let me rap at you for a minute.
A hip, a hop.
You know what was pretty mid? The attack on the Pentagon, that's what.
That's funny as fuck.
I got asking kids in there who are like in middle school, or not middle school, but like their junior year of high school.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, dude, what the fuck is skibbity? And he's just like, I don't, he laughs, he's like, I don't know. I'm like, you totally know. Like, just tell us. Why are you keeping it a secret, huh? You guys agree not to teach old people lingo, huh? I'm like, that's not very boss. That ain't very choice.
That ain't very choice.
Yeah, dude. Gotta bring back choice and boss.
Where did this little monster come from?
Ooh, little doggo.
She just slinked her way over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got... I'm poor.
I'm poor. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I'm poor. I'm ugly. I'm a cock blocker. I'm a
cock blocker.
There's something we could do. We could end an episode with quotes from Dirty Dave Gordon. Dirty Dave. I hope that dude's doing well. Yeah. Yo, you got me kidding me. Yo. Yeah. So, for the listeners, Dirty Dave Gordon... me and Alex worked at a restaurant together for a couple of years, and there's a dude there named Dave Gordon. He was the shit. Funny old dude from Benton Harbor, Michigan, and he would just like the way he talked, he's just like, hey, how you doing? Oh yeah? Oh yeah, yeah. He's like, man, I'm like, Dave, how you doing, man? You mad? Like, something looks wrong, dude. He's like, yeah, man, my fucking brother killed my fucking snake, man. Fuck, pissed me off. Like, oh, yeah? Like a boa constrictor? He's like, nah, man. I got a snake. Found it in the garden. Like, yeah, that sucks, dude. Like, I'll fucking kill him. Like, yeah. I mean, there's more out there, dude. You don't have to kill your brother.
It's just funny that, like, normally that's not the kind of person that would like a snake.
Right. What do you mean, a black person?
I mean, yeah. To be honest.
Yeah, I mean, dude, honestly, I think Dave had to have been, like, a touch of the autism, too, you know?
Yeah, he was special. What about the banana?
Jesus Christ. Yes.
We might have talked about this already.
We have not, but please tell the story.
I don't think I was working there yet.
No?
No. Okay. I think Sean told me this
story. Oh, okay. But. So, yeah, he comes into work. It was the middle of winter. And I think...
It was winter?
It was wintertime. Oh, and I think it was like...
Walked in.
There was like a blizzard. Yeah, it was snowing. There was probably a foot or foot and a half of snow on the ground. And he comes into work and I get to work and I think somebody's like, Dave, tell Nick that story or something. And he's just like, oh, yeah. I put a banana in my pocket. I walk to work. I got to work. There's no more banana in my pocket. It's just the shell. Must have evaporated because it's so cold out. So he literally thought a banana evaporated and the fruit of the banana evaporated inside of his pocket because it was so cold outside.
Wouldn't it be the opposite?
But the shell remained. The shell remains, dude. What?
Jesus Christ.
We're all just like, Dave, you ate your banana and forgot about it. And for some reason probably put the peel back into your pocket.
Oh, yeah, leaker.
I'm dying. No, yeah, dude.
No dying here.
Ashley said, this was like so far back in the day.
Shit, I was in high school still.
This was so far back in the day that Ashley was still working at Ponderosa, and there was still a fucking Ponderosa.
Oh my god, that was that long?
Yeah.
There was a Ponderosa still?
Yeah. Yeah. Ashley said Dave used to, like, wear a suit and bring, like, clearly prostitutes from Benton Harbor to Ponderosa for dinner.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Who else was a character there? Big Ron? Did you ever work with him?
No. See, that was before I was there. Was that the one who said go around? You gotta go around.
Nah, that was a different one. This guy was like probably this tall. And fucking huge, dude.
Yeah.
He walked around like this. Like slow. Always just lean back, chin way the fuck up. And he heard Sean. I got to work or whatever, and Sean would be like, douche! And he's just like, don't fucking call him that shit, man. And Sean's just like, no, it's his, like, nickname. That's been his nickname forever. He's like, I don't fucking care, man. You don't talk to him like that around me. I'm like, thanks, Ron. But, yeah, dude. We'd be, like, slammed. And he'd be, like, our runner guy to go, like, restock for us. And I'd be like, where the fuck is Ron? Man, fuck this. And, like, go into the freezer to grab something. And he's just, like, posted up in there, like, leaning with a fucking, like, 2-inch slab of prime rib that he cut off. Just like, what up, Nick? What you need? And I'm like, I'm right here. I'll just grab it. I'm like, you chill, dude.
So at my old piece of shit factory job, there was a guy that worked there, and every single fucking morning, he lived with his mom, and he was like 40 something. Every morning he'd come in with a fucking bacon cheeseburger. Every single morning.
Homemade?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like his mom.
Yeah.
Would make him a...
Damn, dude.
Bacon
a homemade burger every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't good for you. they're probably
he had a stroke at work.
I was gonna say they're probably pan frying that shit every single morning. Yeah. Was he autistic?
Nah.
Oh, that just seems like an autistic move.
Nah, he's
to be like, I have to have a cheeseburger for lunch every day. Oh, hell yeah.
Big fat black dude.
Just, was he autistic? Nah, he's just a big fat guy.
Just a big fat dude. He lived with his mom.
Okay. Yeah. Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Is it the fat, little fat black kid?
I can't tell if it's a shitty car. Is somebody burning out?
Like in front of my house?
No, over in the apartments.
Oh, good. Keep them over there.
Is that a motorcycle? Yeah, never. I'm so glad I got my fucking bike running again, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about going for a ride the other day and like getting on the highway the wrong way and running it head on into a semi.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm gonna break your bike.
That's really funny for me, buddy.
I'm not having a bike anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna Because it's going to
get
away.
Fucked up by that semi I ride head on into.
It's going to take your shit away.
Well, dude, I didn't say I was going to kill myself.
Nah.
At the last second, I would jump 14 feet to safety into the soft bushes on the side of the highway.
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right. All right, what about if I go and ride it super fast through the construction and, like, take my head off on, like, a wire or something?
No, dog. I'm about to shoot you in the face.
Perfect.
Nah, save you live.
Like in the cheek.
Yeah.
Just in the teeth.
Yeah. So you have time to fucking reevaluate your life.
Then I would just hold a bullet onto the wall of yours over there and then just headbutt it really hard.
Nah, dog.
Can't do that.
I'll handcuff you.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to kill myself. Buddy.
I'll kill you before you kill yourself.
Well. Should we call it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I suppose.
Hey.
Nah, I mean, we can keep rocking.
We could, yeah. We just got to stop it now. All right, we'll stop it now and then. Let's crank it out, dog. You want to crank down with me?
Let's crank it.
Let's fucking crank down, man. Put on our cranking song. What is this, dude?
I don't know.
What the fuck? 44,000 likes.
Yeah.
Doesn't it suck that our podcast will never be as popular as that? There's no way. If I put any clip on the internet, we would never get it.
Dandelion root fries.
Yeah, dude. Turn that volume down. Dandelions are supposed to be, like, very, very, very good for your heart.
Yeah, like...
And, like, good tasting, I guess. All right, we need to mute stuff, dude. We got limited time here, homeboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a back scratcher?
I've got a,
Do you have anything that's, like, long?
Yeah.
A stick?
Mm-hmm.
Just give me something.
Oh, I'll give you something, all right.
Yeah, I think I'm, like, dying or something.
We're all dying, bro.
I know, but I think I'm, like, doing it quicker.
Yeah, we're all doing it quicker.
What the fuck is this? Is this for backs?
It's called a fascia?
A fascia?
Blaster?
Jesus. A fascia. A fascia blaster. Big Daddy Fascia Blaster.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Ashley Black Big Daddy Fascia Blaster.
Oh my god.
Is it for your back?
Yeah.
Or is it just for fascias in general?
Fascia all over.
There is something.
You don't have to do it hard.
There is something. No, there's like something on my back. Here, you gotta look at my back. It's like right center between the shoulder blades, a little bit. Yeah.
I see nothing.
It hurts. Like, yeah, right there, dude. You don't feel anything in there? Ow.
Ow. Ah. It doesn't feel any different than the other side.
Yeah, it hurts. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
See, I think I'm like.
Did you do something in your sleep?
No, well, of course. Maybe well, dude, my arm, up. My right arm right here feels like somebody socked the shit on me. So yeah. It's either fucking demons in my house or I'm like dying or something.
Nah, bruh.
It hurts.
Getting old.
Yeah, fuck you. That's really fuck you, that's... I'll beat you to death with this big black fascia blaster.
Yeah, what is it called?
The fascia blaster. Wait. Yeah, F-A-S-C-I-A. CIA!
Oh, shit. Just
throw it out.
Just right through my front window.
Yeah, the Big Daddy. Big Daddy's one word, by the way. But Daddy. So is that like, yeah, okay. I like it.
Yeah.
That's what they took off of me when I had compartment syndrome.
Fascia.
My fascia.
Yeah, it's like a connective tissue.
Yeah, still got it. Check it out, look.
I know.
It's funny when I wear my my jean short Daisy Dukes, people are like, what the fuck happened to your leg? And I'm like, oh, a bunch of dumb shit. Yeah. Well, in case anybody listening to this doesn't know, I had compartment syndrome fucking like 12 or 13 years ago. And if you've ever heard of that or had it, guess what? It's not cool. It's not fun. It hurts really bad. And I had to go have emergency surgery. I was in the hospital for like 5 days and had two surgeries. And yeah. Then I had to learn how to walk again. And I had to take like 6 months of physical therapy. It was sweet.
It was the first time I ever saw the movie. Was Chris Farley's last movie?
Oh, Almost Heroes.
Yeah, I don't.
I think it, yeah, it's with him and Matthew Perry.
It's where they Lewis and Clark and
yeah, stuff. Yeah, they're trying to beat Lewis and Clark to the Pacific Ocean. Damn, dude, we should watch that movie soon.
Yeah, we watched it on your laptop.
Yeah.
And we were, like, smuggling you in, like, tobacco.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was dipping.
Us, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, because she wanted me to, like, ask for nicotine patches. And I was like, fuck you. I know each one of those patches is, like, $60. Like, yeah. Hell no.
Yeah, she bitched at us.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
For bringing you shit in.
Yeah, I showed you my dick. You got to watch him rip a catheter out of me. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, because you were like, that's nothing they haven't seen.
Yeah, well, like, he's seen my dick so many times. Yeah. The guy's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I show my friends my dick all the time.
Yeah, we were like, yeah, it's fine.
I like getting naked in front of my friends. It's hilarious. And, yeah, he pulled that fucking catheter out and just started pissing everywhere into the sky.
Yeah.
Aw, oh, man, I'm really sorry. Yeah, it happened. I should have told that story when Christine was here last week.
Yeah.
I bet she's got some funny-ass stories. Shouts out to Christine, if she listens to this one. Very cool coming over and hanging out, being on the thing. Yo, mute that shit, dog. That's copyrighted music, man. I'm just kidding. We could probably play that song the entire time. That's all good about copyrighted music, like... So if we got on YouTube right now, which we already are, if we got on YouTube right now and played a copyrighted song, it, like, there is a possibility that our episode could get pulled.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how can you just use music like that on social media and video? Dude, I am getting old. Jesus Christ. I don't understand anything anymore.
I don't even understand fishing.
Like, the fish are already in the water, and then you go and get them? I don't understand.
I mean, just, like, the lot, like, this stream, you can do this one, but if you go to this one, you go to the same you body can't
do
of
it,
water.
You can't do it like that on this side.
Yeah, you can't do that there. In the same...
You can't catch those kinds of fish over here on this side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you're on this side of this bridge, you can do this. But if you go on the other side, you can't do that.
It's the wrong side of the bridge, boy.
No, for real. Like, how does that make any sense?
Yeah.
What does the side of the bridge have to do with anything?
That is just insane, corrupt government shit, dude. That's why we need to overthrow the government, just so we can fish wherever we want.
Hey, man. Careful. We don't have enough. All we've got is the fascia blaster.
I got is my big daddy fascia blaster.
I don't think.
And a crossbow and a blue paint
tank. I don't think that's going to take the government down.
And your safe full of guns in there. Yeah, but we can spark the revolution, brother. Brother. Brother, let's go spark a revolution, brother. Oh.
Dude,
this is what this podcast is now. We're just going to bitch about the government.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to the Timothy McVeigh cast. Guess what tonight's discussion of topic is? That's right, Timothy McVeigh was right. The government was wrong. I say rebuild that building so we can blow it up again.
Oh, my God. Well, now we're definitely on a watch list.
You can go anywhere in the world right now, teleported. Where would you go?
Baldwin.
Hmm.
Baldwin, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Or Alaska.
Hmm.
Like, do I get to choose when I come back?
Sure.
Then Alaska.
Nice. How long are you staying? Till you see a bear coming at you and you're like, go back.
I mean, if I could have a whole week, like, where I could just go there for a few hours after work.
Hell yeah.
And not come back.
Dude, what if someday teleportation is, like, a technology and that's possible?
Dude, you know it would break down, like, your molecular, like...
Uh-huh. Like, the fly would happen.
Yeah. Well, they already say, like, certain, like, sweeteners and stuff are, like, breaking down...
Your cells?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think a couple years ago I saw something about how NASA successfully teleported a particle up in this satellite into space or something. But I don't really understand what the fuck that means at all.
Right.
Or even if it's true.
Yeah.
How do you verify something like that?
You know. You trust Neil deGrasse.
You trust NASA?
Fucking Tyson or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, and we all know what... Well, you know what NASA stands for?
What?
Never a straight answer.
Oh! Spooget.
Yeah, welcome back to the Conspiracy Cast.
Conspiracy Cast.
I think if I could teleport anywhere in the world right now, I might teleport to Iraq.
Why?
So I could, like, tell ISIS to, like, step up their shit again.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. Remember 2015 ISIS?
Yeah.
Dude, they're pumping out quality content, bro.
True.
Like, HD beheadings, HD all kinds. Dude, they were getting, like, very, very creative.
What was that fighter pilot?
The fighter pilot video?
Jordanian.
Yeah, where they burned him in a cage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just watched that the other night again. Yeah.
Reminiscing.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, they need to step their shit up, man. 2015, 2016, like, they were, like, putting out 4K videos of slaughterhouses and shit. Like,
yeah, I know. Was that one real, the slaughterhouse one, though?
Huh?
Was the slaughterhouse one real?
Oh, yeah. When was the last time you watched that video? Because, like, it's fucking real, man.
Yeah, I know. They were all hanging upside down in a slaughterhouse.
Yeah, CGI ain't that good. Yeah. A lot of this might get cut out, dude. me saying that we need to take down the government, and if I could teleport anywhere in the world, I would go to Iraq to tell ISIS to step their game up.
Yeah. What the fuck just happened?
How did we just cheers and it didn't make one noise?
It was like...
Wait, come here.
Wait.
We hit it on the paper, like... Just...
No.
Still. I think
there's no way.
That did not make a sound.
That was weird.
We will go... hold on, I'm going to flag that. We will go back and check the tape on that one. Yeah, that was weird as shit.
It was like cardboard. Thud. It was like cardboard.
Weird.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
It's just stupid religious bullshit. Which, whatever. If you want to be religious, go for it. But I'm not. So I'm still going to say that that's fucking dumb.
To be honest, I didn't know that's what that was.
That's what it is. Kind of. You know, it's like a biker meetup. And then they, like, all get blessed. There's, like, pictures of them all parked. And it's just, like, a guy, like, blessing them all. And then they go ride. Which, that needs to be, dude. There it is. There's the next fucking ISIS attack in America. Blow that bridge up while they're doing the blessing of the bikes.
Oh my God. You're going to get us flagged on some
We're
shit.
Cutting that out.
Yeah.
If you guys want to hear all this shit that we cut out, should we start a Patreon? Alex really needs money. So if you want him to be able to not like lose everything he has... And we can keep recording, like, give us $5 a month. Even if we get 5 people to sign up, that's $25. Anything helps.
Oh.
It's funny how now it's like, that's less than a cup of coffee. For less than a cup of coffee a day, you can keep Alex dying off the streets.
Oh, I love it.
And you can hear our hot political takes. And they are hot.
I'll make a sexy calendar.
They're too hot. Too hot to try. I've always been wanting to do that, dude.
I'll wear the apron.
Let's do it. Let's do a skunk ravine.
El taxi.
Should we do a sexy skunk ravine calendar?
Just all with Mexican aprons.
No, each month could be a different thing. I'm thinking like February is a firefighter, Nick. Mm-hmm. Shit like that. I've always thought about doing a sexy Nick calendar.
Let's do it.
Folks, let us know if you'd buy a sexy Nick or a sexy skunk ravine.
A mix.
Yeah. I was thinking when I have some money available about getting some t-shirts made up. Some skunk ravine t-shirts. So maybe I'll post something on Instagram about that for anyone who would be interested. Honestly, for the core amount of people who listen to this, please reach out to me or Alex and let us know, because I might just do it for free. I might just get it made. So all you'll have to do is tell me your shirt size, and if you're one of the fucking 10 main listeners of this fucking show, I will hook you the fuck up.
Did they get any stickers out?
I haven't, no. I've been meaning to, like, cut a bunch off. Sorry, Quinn. I have not mailed you any stickers yet. I will very soon. Stuff will happen. Yeah. How about you? Any stickers? You should cut like 4 off every time you go to work and slap them somewhere.
Just in rich people's head. Dude. Yeah. We do like. I don't want to say.
Well, yeah, you do fucking bougie shit.
We do.
I know.
Rich.
Yeah, I know. Houses. I know you're not just like raking yards of fucking old ladies who are coming out yelling at you, telling you you're not doing it. You're doing like landscaping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're doing, dude. I know what Scott does.
Having seizures.
Yeah, just out there having. Dude, this shit is like, it's so beautiful and expensive that it just gives you a seizure.
Oh, shit.
Dude, you should sell that to Scott.
Yeah.
We'll fucking make your fucking yard look so good that you're just gonna have a seizure. You might fucking die.
You might die.
We'll do it for free. Just write us into your will.
Uh, we did 9 yards today in the rain. That was fun.
I did 9 tards in pain today. It took me a second, but I spun it.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, I had sex with 9 retards who were in pain. Well, I was in pain. I was like, this hurts my back. And they're like, shut up. Shut up and fuck me. Did we talk about retard porn the last time? The last episode? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
You think so or don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay, do you think that's legal?
Probably not.
Like, if 2 consenting retarded people had sex on camera?
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Fuck if I know.
Like, can a retarded person, like... Are there retarded people with OnlyFans?
Probably.
I was talking to someone at work about this because I was like, I'm interested to see if it is a thing. Cause
if someone that's else an interesting, is making them do it?
Because I've never seen it.
Like, if they live on their own, if they're able to and they're doing it, then yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, legally.
If there's a third party involved, then probably no. Like, if they're the caretaker.
Do you think I think everybody involved in the production and everything would have to have Down syndrome.
I don't think
then is it cool?
There would be no production.
Is it cool then?
Like, what would be getting produced?
It would not get produced.
Just, like,
it would never get up and running. No. God damn it. What would you call it? You could start a website called like Bang Short Bus.
It's something.
It's just retarded fucking people cruising around looking for other retarded people to fuck in a bus.
Yeah. I don't think that would roll.
I mean, I don't want to see it, but I am curious as to if it exists, you know?
We love you guys.
Yeah. You're all right. We don't even know who they are. That's what's like scary and weird. I just see numbers and I'm like, oh fuck, number 7's back. Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
That is okay. I like it anonymous. Well, if we just start broadcasting this through a hole in a bathroom wall.
Like a glory hole?
Yeah. Just keep it anonymous.
The glory cast.
Just like, check this out. Just start playing it through the
underneath.
Welcome to the glory cave.
Yeah, you got it on
what's
your foot.
What's up? Yeah.
It's like taped.
Yeah.
No, you got a speaker.
Oh, dude, I'm sure they have a crock that has like a phone mount on it. They make all kinds of crocks.
Just slide your foot under.
Yeah. Hey, you shitting? Man, check this out.
No, you don't say anything.
You just slide it under.
Yeah. You say nothing at all.
That's what this hook is for. It's for hooking a fucking speaker up, and then you can just reach over the top of a stall and hook it to the hook, and it just plays it for him. This is our influencer hook. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'm going to cut it here. This will be a fun one to edit.
It was good.
Be a fun one to play. You got anything else to say?
Love you guys who listen.
Yeah.
If you don't listen, fuck you.
Yeah, suck our dicks.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. I love you if you listen. If you don't listen, suck our dicks. That will be the end of... Oh, wait, one more thing.